This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. One of the biggest legislative accomplishments from the civil rights era is the 1965 Voting Rights Act. A section of that law faces a Supreme Court challenge today, and that challenge comes from Shelby County, Alabama. We'll talk about that now with Kyle Whitmire. He's a local political reporter with the Birmingham News. He joins us most Wednesdays to talk politics. And Kyle, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So what is the part of the Voting Rights Act that's being challenged today?
Well, there are two sections. There's Section 5, which is most of what applies here, and then there's Section 4, which kind of determines where Section 5 applies. You know, Section 5 requires that the covered jurisdictions get pre-clearance from the Justice Department before making any kind of changes to, you know, voting districts, to election procedures, how they strike people off the ballots. And Section 4, you know, sort of says who that applies to.
Yeah, so kind of give us the arguments that we heard today. What were both sides saying?
Well, I mean, Shelby County says, look, this is not, you know, the Alabama of 1965. You know, Alabama is sort of the birthplace of this law. It was because of Bloody Sunday in Selma that sort of, you know, Washington sprung into action and public, you know, sentiment turned against the South. But now, you know, they're saying things are different. If these laws, you know, should apply to us, they should apply to everyone. It's really an argument of equal protection under the law.
So you have that from Shelby County. Meanwhile, they're challenging the Justice Department, the Obama administration. You know, what's that side of the argument?
Well, they're saying, look, there have been violations of this law in Alabama. There have been violations of this law in Shelby County. There is a way under Section 4 to get out from underneath, you know, this oversight. And that's what they call their bailout provision, which is if you've had a clean record for 10 years, you can apply to the Justice Department and say, hey, we're good now. We're not racist anymore. They haven't done that because they haven't had a clean record.
So those were the arguments we heard today, and I know it's dangerous to kind of read the tea leaves of the Supreme Court, but what's the sense you got today from the questioning by the Supreme Court justices?
Well, you know, Aldrich Gunn, former Birmingham City Council president, used to have this little joke whenever someone on the other side of his majority would start banging their fist and grandstanding. He would just say, he'd just hold up his hand, all five fingers on his hands, and he would say, count to five. Just like the Birmingham City Council, you have nine justices on the Supreme Court. Four of them today, four of the five conservative judges, asked some very critical questions. They've indicated in the past that they don't really like Section 5 and are very incredulous of it. The one justice who did not didn't ask any questions today, as is his practice, was Clarence Thomas. Who the last time this came up was the lone dissenter who was wanting to strike it down several years ago. So if I'm in favor of the Voting Rights Act, I would be not feeling very good right now.
Well, if the court does uphold this case or hold this section of the Voting Rights Act, presumably nothing changes. But if it does overturn these sections, you know, what does that mean for Shelby County, for other jurisdictions? You know, what changes does that bring?
Well, I mean, having to get permission from the Justice Department has, you know, I've seen it before. It's made governments mindful about how they draw their districts. It's become a problem in only a few cases. Here in Birmingham, for instance, you know, the court said you had to have a longer length of time between your general election and your runoff so that you could send absentee ballots to the other side of the world and back. Well, they suddenly had to scramble to get approval for that from the Justice Department. It was sort of threw them a curveball. You know, there are also unintended consequences of the Voting Rights Act as it is right now. One of the things that we've experienced to an extreme here in Jefferson County is that the Justice Department has approved of very narrowly defined constituencies and districts. So you have districts that are black urban Democrats, and you have districts that are white suburban to rural Republicans, and sort of never the twain shall meet. And so you have this unintended consequence that it has polarized politics more so than it ever was before.
Any sense that if it is overturned, that might change?
I doubt it because, you know, the one thing that the people in power like is the status quo. And the elected officials who are going to draw the districts are the ones who've benefited from those districts the way they've been drawn. So it might change gradually over time, but it's not going to be something that happens overnight.
Kyle Whitmire is a local political reporter with the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.